There was one that once described you as an unorthodox musician. But could you envision yourself becoming who you are today without going through that? Has that built you into a more resilient, more creative person because of the way you self-taught, self-developed, the journeys you've taken? It hasn't been the norm?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, in you know, pop music or contemporary music, most, you know, a big percentage of the people who are singer-songwriters aren't particularly trained. It's, you know, training in music often sends you down a different path. But, I mean, I think the things that have given me this career, which I feel incredibly lucky for because it's, I can't think of a better one, because I love variety and I love all different challenges and I love collaborating and I love not being pigeonholed. And the thing that has allowed me that is there are a lot of things, but one is that I've slightly done it my own way, as in I've never been too worried about what other people are doing, not because like I'm a trailblazing individualist, simply because I just, you know, I didn't quite look right to get a role on Neighbours, and I, you know, I didn't feel like I could audition for acting schools for some reason. I just didn't really believe, I thought that was for special people. And I don't think I believed I ever really fit. I never really, as I said in my old song, Rock and Roll Nerd, I've never really been part of the scene. But that said, I've always been incredibly passionate and reasonably hardworking. And I've always had support of people who have, you know, from the very beginning, from youth theatre and all that, people who have believed in me. But never, I never really felt like any of the routes that were laid out before me were quite right. So, and the other fantastic thing that happened is I didn't get much sort of any global success or any big success till I was about 30, which means, of course, that I haven't been knocked off my path too much by success. When people get successful young, they don't necessarily know who they are or what their values are. By the time people started listening to me, I had a wife and a baby on the way, and I had learned all these different skills, which you only get if you've played thousands of hours in covers bands, thousands of hours in piano bars and doing amateur theatre and Shakespeare in the Park. And by the time people started watching, I was a bit of a weird combination of things.
So you had an opportunity to find more of yourself, who you were poised to be, rather than naively follow the direction of people who have been in the industry for so long.
That's right. And even though at 30, I still was quite naive, and I've always been a bit Pollyanna-ish, you know, a bit wide-eyed and like, oh, it's all right. If you work really hard, things will go well. And I've learned in the years since things started going well that, you know, it's a tough old industry, just like it's all industries are tough. And if you go far enough up, you'll find there's people with who take the gloves off, and you know, you have to figure out how to survive the slings and arrows a bit. But all that time, I've just always had opportunities to step sideways, which means I haven't had to fall into a machine, exactly as you say.
Yeah.
And then this album, I was worried, you know, who am I as a songwriter now? Does anyone care about my serious songs? Maybe they just want me to keep doing musical theatre and comedy. But actually, about halfway through the process, I just stopped worrying about it when I realised that actually it doesn't matter what people want to hear. It only matters to me that I'm making an authentic piece of work, you know, not sounding too wanky about it, but that's all I ever care about. Like, am I doing my best to make a piece of work that's a genuine offer, you know, a genuine effort? And given that I've lived around the world and done lots of things and, you know, have gone through a few adventures and seen and met a lot of people and had a lot of conversations, I thought, well, I'll just tell my stories and people can listen to it if they want.
And at the end of the day, something that you've invested time and passion and something that you're completely and utterly invested in, if you're proud of the work, at the end of the day, that is what matters as well. If you are proud of
really
the work.
It really does. Obviously, if I got you know, a tsunami of negative reviews and everyone hated it, I would find that very heartbreaking. I don't mind. I'm not concerned about whether I sell as many albums as I do tickets to Matilda. It's just not how I measure the success of things. And I'm very privileged to be in that position to not have to worry too much about it.